Juliet Applebaum is tired, cranky, and unsure of her parenting skills. A former federal public defender, she's ambivalent about giving it all up to stay at home with her kids. But that slowly changes as she discovers she has a talent for sleuthing. Juliet Applebaum is the star of the Mommy Track Mysteries. In the first book of the series, Nursery Crimes, she solves the murder of a preschool director, even though the victim had rejected Juliet's daughter as a pupil. Juliet is the creation of Ayelet Waldman, who has just released her third Mommy Track mystery, A Playdate with Death. She interrupted her family vacation in Italy and joined us from Rome. Hi, Ayelet.
Hello, Corva. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us, why did you create Juliet Applebaum?
Out of desperation, I guess, is the easiest thing to say. I'd left my job at the Federal Public Defender to stay home with my children, and after about 4 days, I realized that I was going out of my mind. So I created Juliet to be a companion.
To you?
To me, in the long days of staying home with kids.
I'd like to do a reading from The Playdate with Death. You want to read
okay.
for me?
I would love to read.
Let's do the scene from The Sandbox.
Okay.
I like that scene. I love this scene.
I wish I could say that I just made that up and I'm so funny, but this is just absolutely taken from my life with my son. As soon as we crossed from sidewalk to sand, Isaac made a beeline for the tire swing. Since the little girl who was sitting in it didn't want to give up her perch, he shoved her off. I ran over, scooped her up, and handed her to her mother, who snatched her out of my arms. I put Isaac in a timeout, which he didn't seem to mind particularly. I released him on condition that he figure out a way to share. He did. He shared another child's shovel by wrenching it out of the little boy's hands, aiming it at his head, and shouting, "Bang, bang, you're a dead man." Then he poked the kid with the shovel, hard. Within 2 minutes, my precious boy and I were relegated to a sandy patch of unpopulated lawn on the far corner of the playground. I smiled pathetically at the mothers whose scowls had precipitated our segregation and called, "I have a really well-behaved daughter." Meanwhile, my monstrous son had crawled into my lap and was placing firm but gentle kisses all over my face. "You are my darling," he said to me. "You're my darling, too, but I wish you wouldn't attack the other kids." I kissed him back. His cheeks and neck still had the doughy softness of infancy, and I buried my nose in them. He giggled while I made snuffling noises and buzzed at his soft skin with my lips. How could something so delicious be so wretchedly behaved?
You know, there's a lot of ambivalence in Juliet. She is deeply in love with her children, and she goes on and on and on about being frustrated, about being bored, about how she can't keep up with all the toys and games and arts and crafts. How much of Juliet can be found in you?
When I left my job to stay home with kids, something I never expected to do, I almost immediately began to feel that ambivalence. I was desperately bored, but at the same time, I knew I was doing the right thing, or I thought I was doing the right thing. And I started talking to women about this, and every once in a while I would see a glint of recognition, but then this sort of tyranny of the contented stay-at-home mom would take over, and I would find myself alone in the playground, the only one without the homemade Play-Doh recipe. So I created Juliet to be, you know, someone to talk to when what I really wanted to do was, you know, throw my children out a window rather than play another game of Candyland, the most boring game ever invented.
I'm feeling better already.
And it's amazing. I get all this email. I get these wonderful emails from women who say, "Oh, my God, finally someone feels the same way I do. I can't tell anybody else. All the other mommies are so happy." And, you know, I just don't believe it.
In A Playdate with Death, you have a character who's thought to have committed suicide, and actually Juliet suspects that that's not so. What is the central theme? Who is being murdered in A Playdate with Death?
In A Playdate with Death, Juliet's personal trainer is found dead. Juliet's husband gets her a personal trainer for her birthday, and she, rather than feel that this is an indictment over her pregnancy-related weight gain, she decides to sort of go with it and have fun and get some training. And then, just when she's finally going to the gym, her personal trainer ends up shot. And the police dismiss it as a suicide, but she has other ideas. She just doesn't believe that Bobby Katz is the kind of person who would kill himself. And she begins to explore his past to try to find out who killed him.
Why did you decide to turn to mysteries while writing about a stay-at-home mom?
Well, I started writing because I couldn't write a law review article. I had this brilliant idea when I left criminal defense work that I was going to be a law professor because I thought, you know, that was the scam of the century. But in order to be a professor, you have to write a law review article. So I started trying to write a law review article, and I kept putting myself to sleep in the library. And I've always been a mystery reader. And I decided, well, you know, how hard can this be? I can't just go write a novel because I have a husband who's a novelist, and won't that be embarrassing? Oh, look, how cute, the writer's wife. But I figured I could write a mystery. What I didn't realize is that a mystery has to have as good a character or characters as any other kind of novel. It has to have realistic dialogue. It has to have a sense of place and sense of tone. And it also has to have a plot that hasn't been done. And since I think there's something like 50 mysteries published every month, it is a trick to A, kill someone new, and B, in a way that someone hasn't done it before. So for me, I just sort of, it's all about wish fulfillment. Anybody I've, you know, think needs that I would like to punish in my real life, or if you have anybody you'd like to punish, take care of that for you.
Now,
beware.
Your husband, we should say, is Michael Chabon, who wrote The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay, the book that won the Pulitzer Prize last year. Was this difficult to establish a literary career of your own?
Well, you know, poor Michael. He's been struggling in my shadow for so long. It was. You know, I when we got married, I always used to say that he married me because I wasn't a writer. Because, first of all, I had a steady income. And second of all, there wouldn't be this kind of two writers in the family, any kind of competition. But writing is a very lonely business. You're alone in your office whether or not your husband won the Pulitzer Prize.
Ayelet, have you always wanted to be a writer?
I never wanted to be a writer. And in fact, I always used to say that writing was the thing that I hated the most about being a lawyer. And you do a tremendous amount of writing when you're a lawyer. I realized, though, not long ago, when I first started doing interviews for Nursery Crimes, the first Juliet book, I would say that it was the first piece of fiction I ever wrote, my first creative writing. But I just recently realized that, in fact, when you're a criminal defense lawyer, one of the things that you do the most is you write these things called sentencing memoranda, where you explain to the judge why your client is such a good, wonderful person and should thus not get the sentence that the judge wants to give him or her. So I had been doing a tremendous amount of fiction writing and creative writing.
A little earlier in the show, just before this interview, actually, we talked about Nancy Drew's sage advice. Was she an inspiration for you in any way?
Oh, absolutely. I loved Nancy Drew. I think she's what started my love of mysteries. I do think that Juliet has an image of Nancy Drew in her mind when she's traipsing off to solve murders, sort of, let's just say, a pregnant, lactating Nancy Drew. How about that?
Novelist Ayelet Waldman talking to us from Rome. Her latest book is A Playdate with Death. Ayelet, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.